Hey everybody, this is Radio Oscillator number, I think it's 11, and that was Descartes Acant, a band from Guadalajara, out of town from where I am, Mexico City, and I saw them last Saturday play here, and they were great, they were amazing, and I bought their new album, which is called Paper Dolls. And well, they opened for Sonic Youth when they came here in February. Well, when they opened there in Guadalajara, actually I opened here in Mexico City as ICOC, my noise band. And they're also open for the Yeah and for XBXRX and for a bunch of other bands who have come through their town, and now they came here to the city and they played an awesome show, an amazing show. And well, the whole album is one of my favorite things that has come out in 2007, without a doubt. Yeah, I think that this new album is this album by them, by Descartes Acant, is really cool because it's very eclectic, and at the same time it's really like schizoid and spastic, but at the same time it's really melodic and really sweet, and they have like a lot of different faces. This song called My Sweetest Headache Waltz, it just only begins to cover a little of the ground they do on this album. It's a really fun album and a really well written, well done. I described them to somebody like the Locust without being that boring, meets Deerhoof without being so I don't know, so super tender, you know. And I think that just begins to cover them. I really recommend you to message them or something to hear the rest of the album. They have like four songs in their MySpace. Their MySpace is myspace.com/DescartesAcant, all in a row. You spell it is DescartesAcant. Descartes Acant. Actually, you can look up how I spell it, and you just put it together, and then you put a slash besides the myspace.com. And what are my manners? I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Marcos Hassan. This is Radio Oscillator, and that was Descartes Acant. I'm really crazy about this band. I really like them. And well, I'm gonna leave you with a bunch of new songs, a bunch of old songs, and a lot of eclectic, crazy music for you. And now I'm gonna leave you with a new song by a band that with a long-awaited first album, and this is from their debut full-length album, which is called Mirror. The song is called T.I.J. and the band I'm talking about is Battles. I'm gonna leave you with that, and then it's a block of music, and then I'm gonna come back to talk about the music I just put there. But first, the music. Here's Radio Oscillator.
I'm throw the shit out the window. And if you've been let down, might not be the last time. Cheer up, it will earn much less tomorrow. We're all tired of fucking up, and that's not just being sorry. It means brushing dirt off. Get up and die again. When you're sick of trying, how can you expect to succeed? Here we go. And if you've been let down, it might not be the last time. Give up, it will earn much less tomorrow. We're all tired of fucking up, and that's not just being sorry. It means brush the dirt off. Get up and die again.
Thank you.
Playing Mystery Plane from their super classic album Songs the Lord Taught Us, and of course you know the Cramps, and if you don't, it's a shame. It's a real shame. Lux Interior, Poison Ivy Rorschach, and here was them playing this great song about bad things, I'm sure. And well, that was the first song, well, actually the last song in this block of music, but that was the Cramps with a super classic. Then before them, we heard Panda Bear, also known as Noel Lennox, with the song Search for Delicious from his new album Person Pitch. This new album from 2007 and came out recently, I think. I'm kind of sure, I don't know if... Yeah, it came out recently. And well, this album is really good. It's one of my favorite Animal Collective related releases, not counting the reissue of their debut album Holding Again. Since the Prospect Homer EP, this is my favorite that anybody or whatever has come out of the Animal Collective Collective Conscience, that I really really liked, especially since it's something new and something original. And well, it's really good. Actually, this album, it's kind of like a compilation of sites he has released on vinyl and stuff, but some of them are reworked, and it works really great as an album. It doesn't seem like a collection or anything, and as you can hear, this is kind of like the vibe this song has throughout the whole album, but it really meshes up as an album when it has a good sequence of songs, etc. It's really good, highly recommended. One of my favorite new music to come out recently, and that was Noel Lennox, better known as Panda Bear for all you Animal Collective fans. And before Mr. Lennox, Mr. Bear, we heard Gorilla Biscuits with the song First Failure from another classic album called Start Today. And well, you heard them and you should know about them too. Steve and Walter Schreifel and Sammy and Luke and all the rest of the guys from this New York City band from this kind of like second generation or third generation New York City band. I don't know, whatever. You can say whatever about them, about their quote-unquote political reasons or whatever, but they were a really great band. They played really good songs. They could be like really melodic and or really aggressive, but at the same time not lose sight of the vocals and stuff, as you can hear on this song. And I don't know, I don't care if they were like die hard straight edge silhouettes or whatever you want to call them. I don't know, I don't care. I really like their music for what it is, and some of their lyrics are really good. Some of them are really like embarrassing, like kind of like preachy in a way that they want you, like Start Today, like the song Start Today, there's like telling you, oh, go on, start today, do something, whatever. I don't know, you don't need to tell people that stuff. They don't want to do anything, so what? Just be aware that there's something out there that you can do. Just be aware of it. Don't tell people what to do. But this song, First Failure, I like more than I like a song like Start Today. I don't know. It's an important thing, like saying, okay, it doesn't matter if you fail. You can always stand up and do it again or whatever. I don't know, not to be too into it, but yeah, it's one of the songs that I really like, especially because it's one of their fast, aggressive songs, and that's my favorite kind of songs that they did. And well, here they were, the Gorilla Biscuits, straight from New York City, straight from the Youth Crew Yo. And before them, as I told you, it was Battles. Ian Williams, Teyonday Braxton, John Stainer, and the other guy, I always forget his name. From their new album, their highly anticipated album. Few debut albums, first full-length albums, have been as awaited as this one called Mirror that's coming out on Warp Records, because of the buzz that the first two EPs generated, like, it was 3 years ago already. When they came out, they blew everybody away, like saying, oh my god, they're so great, they're so good, amazing musicians, but at the same time they're playing like really soulful or whatever. And after that, because the EPs were what they were, EPs, they were they were short, and it really created a lot of expectations from this album. And I don't know, I like the album, I really like it. There's stuff that I'm not particularly crazy about on this album, like, for example, the vocal effects they do. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. The musicianship is really good, some songs are amazing. I still think that I need to listen to it a couple more times to really get into it. But from what I've heard, I like it, it's good. I don't know, it doesn't feel like the great statement, like the big statement we were expecting. And it feels like EPD or DEP, I don't know how they would play, how they would put it, like the next EP they would do, more than the full-length album. But again, I need to listen to it more, in a way. And well, this song, T.I.J., I really like. I really think that this one, they reduce the vocal effects to great effect, really. It really goes well with the song and the tonality of everything. So this is one of the good, of my favorite songs in this new album that I've heard so far. Well, I have heard the whole album, but this is one of the songs that has spoken to me the most. Well, I'm gonna leave you now with more music, starting with continuing with the theme from the last show about supergroups, in a way. This band is from Japan, and it features people. Well, it features people ranging from Tsuyama Tsuchi, who you might know from occasionally playing with Acid Mother's Temple and Subisuba X and a bunch of other bands, as well as his solo stuff. And, of course, one of my favorite guitarists of all time, Seiichi Yamamoto, who you might know as the lead singer, I'm crazy, as the lead guitarist in the Boredoms for most of their career. And well, this is his other band. It's officially his main band and has always been until they broke up in the late 90s, and then he formed Robo. Well, this is Omoi de Jatoba, and this song's called Surfing UFO from their album Daiangaku. Yeah, I hope I'm pronouncing this right. But anyway, here is Omoi de Jatoba, and here's more music for y'all. And this is Radio Oscillator. Oh,
Thank you.
Okay, first in this block we heard, what did we hear? We heard Omoi de Hatoba, Seiji Yamamoto, Tsuyama Tsushi, etc., etc., a lot of people in this band playing Surfing UFO from their album, and I hope I get it right this time, is Daiongaku. And it's their first album released in 1990, and one of the best bands from the Japanese underground for sure, and surprisingly underrated. A lot of people don't think, don't seem to know about them. It's really weird. I don't know, it's hard to get their albums. But anyway, a very good band, very worthy band, and with a lot of great people in it, pedigree. They have, I don't know, they're a great band, really. Check them out if you can. More so than just this song. This is just a tiny little sample of what they do. Then we heard a master of free jazz from his 1966 album Unit Structures. The song's Tales Ate Wisps. And of course, I'm talking about free jazz, is one of free jazz's best, most gigantic, artistically speaking, pianist in the whole genre, the whole thing, Cecil Taylor. And well, this album is great, it's amazing, it's a classic, you should know it. And well, what can I say? I really can't say much except that he's great, and most of this song it's piano, just the piano, and you can hear why he's such a good musician. And well, what else can I add? Not really that much, really. Of course not. And then we heard Sunburned Hand of the Man. Of course, I've already played the Sunburned Hand of the Man in this show, but this is special because this is from their new album, which is called Z. Like the letter C, that's the title of the album, and it's gonna come out on Static Peace. You know, Thurston Moore's label. I don't want to tell you all over again what this label is. I don't want. So this is their new album, and this is the song called, well, actually, all the songs in this album are called the number of, the track number, it's the number of infinite symbols that it has. You know, so track one is just one infinite symbol, and track two is two infinite symbols, and track three is three infinite symbols, etc., etc. This is track one, of course, so it's infinite symbol, just one. You can hear them, they're great, and this album's really good, it's sounding really good to me. I haven't heard it that much, but it sounds really good, especially this first song on it. And well, here they are, and I'm gonna put some more music now that I'm finished talking about this music, and now I'm gonna leave you with Jennifer Herrema and her band that rightfully so it's hers, one of those albums that are really rocking and really good, that has come out recently. The album's called Western Exterminator, and the album is called Art, and then the album and the band is called RTX, then the song's Nightmare and Main. And here I leave you with Jennifer and the gang. Freedom that wouldn't never, 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 never be lost.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs they were singing. Then I headed down the street and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. We'll be right back.
Okay, that was Otomo Yoshida's new jazz orchestra from the album tribute, well, the tribute album to Eric Dolphy's Out to Lunch. This song's called Gazzelloni. And of course, as you can hear it, Mr. Otomo Yoshida, who I am a really big fan since like 2 weeks ago when I saw him destroy here in Mexico City. I think he's a genius, and of course you can hear him here take Eric Dolphy's music to a whole new plane. Of course, the new jazz orchestra, his new jazz orchestra, included people such as Sashiko M from Hank Party and Kousakuya, and also Mats Gustafsson, him of The Thing, Peter Brotzman fame. And well, of course, this album is great. I actually picked it up on his Wednesday gig with Fred Fried. Both of them improvised guitars. They did an improv, both of them, and it was amazing, transcendental, if you will. It was really good. They played with chains and bows and evos and cans, metallic cans and stuff, and they did this great music that to my ears it was good, because Fred Fried's style and Otomo's guitar playing are not really compatible, and they actually did a good job trying to make an improvisation of both things, of both their styles, and trying to create a middle ground from those opposing styles. And it was really good. It was something really great to witness. Actually, it was a whole series of concerts organized, well, called Radar. Like, it's called Radar. It's like radar, but in Spanish, or would you know, in Mexican accent, you say Radar. And these shows, they mainly occurred at the Interactive Museum of Economy, Museo Interactivo de Economía. And this really beautiful, really old building from historic Mexico back in the day, and it was a really beautiful venue. They set the stage right in the middle of a court, and most of these concerts occurred there. The Fred Fried Otomo Yoshida show took place at a jazz club called Cinco Jazz Club, and it was really good. It was a little small and very old-timey and very traditional, kind of ritzy, but it was a great show. And Fred Fried's own show was at the theater, the City Theater, or Teatro de la Ciudad. I actually couldn't make it to that show, but I went to pretty much all the other shows at the Interactive Museum of Economy. Well, on Wednesday it was Otomo Yoshida and Fred Fried, as I just said. Then on Thursday it was Christian Finesse slaying on laptop and effects and guitar and everything with a local improv figure, Arthur Henry Fork, who did a really good job of playing a guitar and laptop jam. It was good. Then Friday, which was my favorite day of the festival without a doubt, it was Mario de Vega, a local guy, came out and played this great set of noise that flirted a little with IDM. I told somebody there that it was kind of like Oteker meets Wolf Eyes, and it was really good. He played with a lot of modified toys to have circuit bending and stuff, and he did something very interesting, if a little short. Then afterwards we got Gunther Müller, Norbert Moslang, and I forgot the third guy. His last name is Khan. Well, they played this electronic drone thing with occasionally beats that were in the background, and they were out of sync, and they created this really massive sound, and it was really good. Gunther Müller, of course, played the iPod, and it was interesting to see. It wasn't so good to see, like, oh man, you have to see them, but it was really good to see a little of what they did, if you could. but mostly feel the music, which was really great. And then headlining that day was Otomo Yoshide playing turntables first with drum cymbals on the turntables, making this huge noise, this huge noise set that was amazing. He actually has a contact mix on the turntables, so he sometimes played the turntables by smacking them on the table or I don't know, throwing them out, and even by hitting the table itself. He was playing the table in a way. He was actually bending with his knees bending, and I don't know, it was really good to see, and it was massive. And then afterwards he took his guitar and plugged in, and he did a solo version of Ornette Coleman's Lonely Woman, and it was great. It was amazing. At first he was doing like a really straight version of it, a little slow and very emotional, and then towards the middle he started to he brought this metal rod that was like bent into a U form, and he was starting to make a noise with it. The noise is like I don't know, like smacking him on the strings and stuff, and it was generating feedback, and it was really great, really good. And Saturday was Fred Fritz's show, which I unfortunately couldn't make it. And then Sunday it was Francisco Lopez, who is from Spain, this electroacoustic sound co- how do you call this? No, it's not sound school, it's just a music concrete figure who he played you don't care what he played, because he had everything on a black blanket, and they gave us pieces of cloth to close our eyes, so we didn't see him or what he was doing or anything, and just concentrate on his music, and it was really good. The music came like really heavy sometimes, and that was the parts I really liked. And some of the part were a little more gentle, and it was really good, really well arranged and everything. It was a great cycle of shows. And, well, we heard one of the genius playing there. And, well, before Otomo Yoshida, we hear the Man in Black, Johnny Cash. Actually, I have to tell you, they were opening this channel on our cable system right here in Mexico, and they actually put a show from 1994 where Johnny Cash played on the Montreux Festival, and he did an amazing set, and he plays all the hits and all the songs and whatever. And then I wanted to put this song, Sunday Morning Coming Down, originally by Kris Kristofferson. I wanted to put this song because of it, and I don't regret it. And then before Johnny Cash, we heard Opaque, which is the band by Leah Cummings, who is somewhat better known in some circles as Kylie Minogue. And this is really good. This is from the album New Ways to Criticize. The song's called 48 Hours in the City of Blood. A great piece of music, and one great album. There's rumors that there's a new Opaque album in preparation for 2007, and I hope to hear it soon. And before Opaque, we heard Helmet with Geisha To Go from what I consider their first album, which is Born Annoying, the collection of B-sides and singles before or around the time of Strap It On. And well, this is the song Geisha To Go, and as you can hear it, this is a noisier, a little more upbeat Helmet than what we know. One of my favorite releases by them. And of course, I told you, Jennifer Herrema, RTX, Nightmare and Maine from the new album Western Exterminator out on Drag City. Well, this is the end of the show. I'm gonna leave you with a song that it's a little ridiculous, but a little rocking, and it always gets me on a good mood. I'm gonna leave you with Testament, who are laughable sometimes, okay sometimes, and really good sometimes. And this is the song, one of their definite songs for me. This is Disciples of the Watch. This is Testament. I'm Marcos Hassan. This was Radio Oscillator, and I'll see you sometime soon, or rather, you're gonna hear me sometime soon. See ya.